You're listening to Greater LA from KCRW, the show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. Hey there, I'm Steve Chiotakis. You know how LA is considered one of the top cocktail destinations in the country? Well, it is.
So when we're doing a shaken cocktail, we always like to start with the smallest ingredient first. So we're going to
That's Sabrina Minx, a mixologist and owner of an events and cocktail consulting business. She's giving us a tutorial on the art of making a mixed drink.
We've made, and this is really just a riff on a Tom Collins.
As you may have noticed, unlike most business owners in the alcohol industry, she is a woman with a business partner who's also a woman, which is unusual. But these days, just a little bit less unusual here in LA.
I definitely think that there's something special here. I think that I know that so many women in this industry, whether it's from the brand side, from the bar side, I do see that there's a lot of support there. Like, I think
Minx says women have overcome a number of obstacles to get where they are. And today they're reshaping LA's beverage scene. As more women raise the bar in LA, just what difference are they making? KCRW's Megan Jamerson set out to find out, and she takes it from here.
Sabrina Minx was bartending at the Chateau Marmont one day when she met her future business partner. Danielle Motor was there for a job interview, and she ordered a water.
She was, so hospitable and took the water and then tipped me $5, and I thought it was such a funny thing to do.
Well, Motor was flirting and it worked. They quickly fell in love. Their romantic relationship didn't last, but their creative partnership over cocktail recipes did. They started a business called Sunset Boulevardier. Together, they've developed menus and done staff trainings at places like the Proper Hotel in downtown and the Hollywood bar, The Hungry Cat. Their company is known for taking a theme and developing it in a wildly creative way. Take this cocktail Motor created called the Jennifer Coolidge as an homage to the actress.
And I was like, oh, she's so cool. Let's do cucumber. Nobody was doing cucumber and drinks at this time. And I'm like, and she's so hot. We'll do this red pepper. And I just saw them together at the farmer's market. And then I put a little rice wine vinegar because she always makes those puckered faces.
Motor and Minx combined have decades of experience in the industry, which means they've built up a strong network of women for support. And they need it. In the spirits industry, which is worth $350 billion nationally, by the way, women make up 4% of C-suite positions. Of California's thousands of wineries, women winemakers make up 14%. And fewer than 3% of craft breweries are entirely women-owned. While those numbers feel small, women are making a difference in this industry. And one way is by leveraging their support networks to demand being paid as much as men for the same work. When Minx was new to cocktail consulting, she found out from a friend she'd been undercutting herself by almost 4 times. Now she's open about money and encourages others to talk about their earnings.
I think that women are getting more comfortable with, addressing the wage gap and having these conversations with one another in our industry. And I hope in other industries, too, so that we're able to make what we should be making.
Another way that having more women in this industry makes a difference is by challenging a culture of sexism and harassment. Minx has worked in the hospitality industry since she was 16 years old and got into cocktail waitressing on the Sunset Strip. But the culture of abuse by customers sent her looking for bartending shifts.
I was tired of getting manhandled by dudes and feeling like I didn't have any autonomy over my space. I wanted to have a physical boundary from these dudes as a young woman.
Stories about harassment and even assault experienced by women, people of color, and really people from any minority group in this industry surfaced during the LA bar industry's Me Too movement a few years ago. Motor says many women who experienced abuse persevered and are now in positions of power.
And now are running bar programs, are now doing the hiring, are now making sure their staff gets home safely or whatever.
Creating a culture of safety and respect for employees was important to Angie Belin Martinez. She owns a bar called Novocaine in Huntington Park. Several of her bartenders are women. And if she sees them being timid with challenging customers, she has a pep talk where she tells them,
"You are amazing. You're strong. You're beautiful. Like, you let me know if anyone misses you, and I'll go talk to them. So I want my girls to feel very protected here and safe, as well as my customers. A lot of women come here by themselves and hang out by themselves because they tell me that they feel so safe here and they know we have eyes on them, or any men are bothering them, or just anyone in general. We're on top of it. We just don't put up with that.
Martinez knows what to look for because she grew up in bars. Her dad owned several paisa bars in South LA.
They're very machismo type of bars. So I feel like the women were not taken seriously, like their profession, like being cocktail waitresses or dancers or like bartenders.
Thanks to the strong women in her family, though, she grew up with a sense of her own power.
My grandma always taught me to always be, you know, quote unquote, chingona. And I feel like so many women in this industry, like, that's what we are. We're chingonas.
Chingonas, or a badass woman. Still, that's not necessarily what customers expect.
I actually had someone last week, like, he was so shocked. He asked me, like, four times, like, so you really are the owner? Like, you really are the owner. I'm like, yes, yes.
Progress towards gender equality is not inevitable, even though women today have strong supportive networks. So those who have risen the ranks today are now looking for ways to create opportunities for others. One of these women is the founder of the brewery Three Weavers in Inglewood. Lynn Weaver doesn't take it for granted that women like her in craft beer hold 17% of CEO positions.
I think any female that's going into the craft beer industry has grit, because you know, you look at it from the outside, it looks very white and male dominated and bearded a lot of times. I'm very much not that.
Weaver smashes the stereotypes to pieces as an Asian woman. On the other hand, Weaver says the whole nature of craft beer could make it a more welcoming place.
But there's something about the social communal aspect of the craft beer industry in and of itself that is very sharing and open. And the leaders of our industry are very accessible. And I think that kind of translates down into making this industry so much more accessible to everyone.
Weaver is also looking for new ways to get women in the room when business deals are being made. The idea is that 40% of students in MBA programs are women, but they are only 7% of board members. So something is keeping women out of these positions.
And when looking at that and kind of dissecting how decisions are made to fill those roles, it's not happening in the boardroom. It's happening on the golf course or at the poker table.
That's why Weaver recently participated in a course teaching businesswomen how to play poker. What exactly makes LA's alcohol scene such a busy and welcoming place for women? Danielle Motor has a theory.
I think a lot of women flock here in the hospitality, the food and the beverage industries, and also just show business. There's a lot of creative energy here and a lot of creative women who've been through a lot of bullshit, basically, and they're kind of at the height of their game here. I think that feels true to me about this city specifically.
I asked her if I'm missing anything else about this moment in the industry for women.
I think maybe a drink.
A drink?
Yeah. I think that's the only thing you're missing.
For KCRW, I'm Megan Jamerson.
Cheers.
Introducing the KCRW donation car, designed to be recycled. This first-of-its-kind vehicle will save you time, space, and hassle by disappearing. Enjoy the luxury and comfort of turning your underused car into a donation worth hundreds, even thousands of dollars. The KCRW donation car, already in your garage, driveway, or on cinder blocks outside your house. Act now at kcrw.com/cars.
More now of Greater LA from KCRW. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Americana at Brand is one of several shopping properties built and operated by developer turned mayoral candidate turned developer Rick Caruso. But Twitter and Instagram accounts of the same name have nothing to do with any of that. They are accounts with more than 140,000 followers that poke fun at local landmarks, niche neighborhoods, and Angelino woes over rides to LAX, finding parking, and of course, anytime it rains. Here's one of the latest memes. It's an animated picture of two guys, one with a knife threatening the other who has his hands up. The caption over the hands up guy reads, "People in LA enjoying the past couple of days of perfect weather." The guy with a knife is showing the familiar weather forecast of rain for this week. Now, the person behind the meme account with the dry sense of humor is notoriously elusive, but has come to the studio, to talk with us in disguise, both visibly and audibly, to protect their top secret identity. Welcome, you.
Hello. I need to get you to read all of my memes. You made it so sound so official and so artistic.
Did you like that?
The description? I loved it. I was wanting to do that for all of my memes. That was awesome.
There could be a career in that. Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Do you pay well?
I don't pay at all.
Oh, you don't pay at all.
Paid,
so it's just like public radio.
Exactly like public radio. Except I don't have to do the pledging.
No. Yes, we do have to do that.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. That's all right. So first off, I mean, what is this all about? Describe the disguise you're currently wearing and why you prefer to remain anonymous.
Yeah. So I'm in a full gold bodysuit with a Dodgers hat and a shirt that says "I Big Minion LA." Because it's because the Minion is really the Statue of Liberty of LA, in my opinion.
It's quite attractive.
It's the best thing we've got. It's better than the Hollywood sign. Truly, it's amazing.
This is the Minion on top of Universal Studios.
Yeah. Yes, when you're driving on the 101 or the 134, you can just see his eye, like the eye of Sauron, looking at us driving. And I love him so much. But yeah, I like to remain anonymous. The account started anonymous. I've kept it really under wraps of who I am, because I think it's funnier if you don't know who it is. You have some weirdo running this account and no one knows who it is, and I can be incognito. It can go to the Americana, no one recognizes me. It's like the greatest crime of all time.
So, and by the way, this is not your real voice.
This is not my real voice.
Yeah.
No, because that was part of the stipulation of me coming here, was to make sure I remain anonymous.
We had to sign waivers.
Lots of waivers.
It's very official.
Yes.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Do any, Mr. Americana, do any of your friends?
You can call me Glenn.
Glenn.
Or Mr. Dale. Mr. Dale. Glendale.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to have fun here today.
By the way, Glendale being, of course, the butts of many of your jokes.
Well, because I live in Glendale.
No, you do.
I live in Glendale. That's truly my favorite area of L.A. I've lived there for many, many of years, and that's where the Americana is, and that's...
You wouldn't even tell me that you're from there, right? You're being really elusive right now about where you're from.
Yeah. I don't want to reveal any of that, but I currently live in Glendale.
You do?
I'm there every day on walks. I live and breathe Glendale.
All right, so you're one of, what, two? How many people? Glendale, I think, has a couple hundred thousand people.
Yes.
So you're one of a couple hundred thousand people.
Yeah, we've narrowed it down to that.
We're going to try and narrow it. We're going to get our crack news team on this.
Yeah.
See if we can work it out. Have the Americana at brand, has Rick Caruso reached out to you?
No, never heard from Rick.
No, I've cease heard, and desist or anything
I,
like that?
I am shocked every day. I thought for sure when he was running for mayor, I was like, my time is done. He's going to take this out. And he never reached out. The Caruso social media team reached out within the first couple months. And like they sent me a message through the Americana Twitter account and said, "We would like to meet you for coffee." And so suddenly I'm sweating bullets. I'm like, they're gonna cease and desist me, or they're gonna try and hire me, which is also equally as like, I don't want to do that. So then I was like, okay, I'll go to coffee. And I went, and it was like they just wanted to meet me. So I like came in ready to like
Yeah, you were packed for war.
I was packed for war, and they just wanted to meet me. And I don't know what just happened. And that was it. And I was just like, I was hoping they were going to give me some tour, some fun thing. Nothing. It was totally...
They didn't try and drown you in the fountain, did they?
That was something I thought might have happened, yeah. But no. And then that was the last time I've heard from them. That was over 3 years ago.
So I guess the question for you is, what are your parameters, right? What won't you do?
Okay, well, I mean, maybe let's talk about the history of the account first. So I started it.
Well, I'm the one conducting the interview.
Okay,
though, so,
all right.
Yeah,
all right.
I mean, I know you think you're this big shot.
I know,
right?
I know.
With the Twitter account.
I'm sorry. You want to ask me how the
account... Who do you think you are? Elon Musk?
Uh-oh.
I mean, come on.
Rick Caruso? okay. Well, So again, the account started truly as an Americana meme account. Like it was like, I'm like just going to make memes about the Americana because I was obsessed with it. I was going there all the time. And I was like, there's so many weird things that we can make fun of. So it was like, truly, I'm not going to touch anything outside of the Americana or the Galleria. And then when COVID hit and the mall closed is when I started doing memes about Greater LA, name of the show.
We love that.
I don't really have parameters more than it needs to be about LA. And I try and, you know, not punch down. I try and not be mean. I try and be a celebration of the city while also making fun of it.
So what are the things that people lament about that you think is worthy of your account?
What do you mean?
I mean, you know, because I mentioned at the top, you know, going to, you know, taking somebody to the airport, which is,
right,
I mean,
right.
Nobody wants to do that, right? Or
right.
Rain in LA. I mean,
right.
You know, the guy with a knife. I mean, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I try and just, I take what I complain about and make it into memes because people always get mad at me like, hey, you know, it is actually cold. It is 55 degrees, but it's really cold. It's like, well, I'm complaining about it because I'm making a meme about it because I'm complaining that it's so cold. And, yeah, I mean, Angelenos are very fickle people, you know, and me included, you know. Anytime the weather is more than 70 to 80, we complain.
Kind of ridiculous in a way.
Yeah. Almost.
But it makes us love one another.
Yeah. It's a thing where other cities tend to put their nose up at us when we complain about the rain or the cold, but they don't get what it's like to live here.
Do you get any money from this?
No.
Nothing?
No. I don't sell ads. It's just something I do for fun. This is just truly my hobby. I consider it my hobby.
Do you have a real job?
I have a real job, yes.
You want to tell me what it is?
I will be vague about it. I'm a comedy writer.
Comedy writer?
Yeah.
In television?
I can't say.
Movies?
I can't say.
Stand up?
No.
Okay.
I'm like the Glendale Banksy, you know?
With some, what, with falafel? I mean, what, I don't...
Yeah, kebabs and soup dumplings, you know.
So what is it that goes into creating something of a meme?
Well, okay, it's kind of two ways. The anatomy of making a meme is, you know, I'll see a funny picture, and then I'll try and think, what's the LA equivalent of trying to make this into a meme? Or I'll be driving around LA, and I'll see something funny, and then I try and visualize the joke through memes of already established memes, or if I try and find different ways to express it. Is basically how the memes work for me.
Could you make it? So in this studio, I cannot be trusted with scotch tape, by the way. So I have taken and I've made out of this highlighter.
Uh-huh.
It looks like a palm tree,
yeah.
Right? With scotch tape.
Yeah.
Could you make a meme out of this?
Yeah, we could like take a picture of the palm tree, the fake palm tree, and like Photoshop it into, you know, on Highland where all the palm trees are, you know, when you're driving.
We can make a meme right now.
Yeah,
let's see how much your comedy prowess works, you know? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Now you got me thinking. Now there's a lot of pressure. I don't like
pressure. You don't like pressure?
No.
Because
no.
It's LA, right?
Yeah.
There's no pressure in LA.
Yeah.
Except to take someone to the airport.
Yeah. Where do you park when you go to LAX? Let's say you're going to LAX. What's your plan of action?
You really do take over, don't you?
I know how this works. I'm sorry. But you're a connoisseur of LA. I would like to know, what's your plan of action?
I have a quid pro quo with a friend of mine. So
really?
we take one another when we need to go to the airport.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a good friend.
It is. Yes, it is. And I mind you, it is a unique relationship. It does not happen a lot in LA. If I can't get that friend to take me, then I'll, you know, obviously take a cab or Uber. I will tell you,
so
the LA
expensive.
Exit, though, is a disaster. But
it's
I don't want to get into that. Yeah,
zone.
I don't want to get into that.
No, let's get into it. Is there anything worse in LA than the LA exit? How did they mess it up so bad? It wasn't that bad before when the Ubers would come pick you up. And the Ubers are so expensive now because of the LA exit. I could not believe it. I thought I had a hack. I found a parking, a street in
you
Marina
did?
Del Rey. I was like, okay, I'm going to drive down here and then park the car and then Uber there.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is, I cracked the code on this thing. And then the Ubers cost $30 both ways. And I was like,
The cabs are cheaper now.
I took the cab and I almost threw up. It was like such a disaster. It's bad. It's bad.
You talk about the 110 and specifically now the mother of the 110.
Oh, we love her.
So we're talking about the 110. This is through downtown LA, right? Yeah. You've got the skyscrapers on one side and you got this woman, crypto, of course, you got crypto.com. And
so
then
fine.
You've got, that's right. But then, well, SoFi's in Inglewood, but.
Yeah, I know, but you're driving, you know.
All right, all right.
Driving there.
Where is the mother of the 110 is on the side of one of those buildings, right?
Yeah. It's the LA Chamber Orchestra mural that's been there since I was a kid. And she
guy with the violin.
The violin.
Yeah.
She has been burned into my brain. I feel like people have commented that like they've seen her more than their real mother. You know, she has been there through the thick and the thin, and we love her. And she's retiring, I'm hearing, from the LA Chamber Orchestra. So
are they going to paint over her because of that?
I don't know. They did not confirm or deny it.
Have you talked to them?
They have replied to me, the LA Chamber Orchestra.
Do you have a grand vision for the account beyond where it is now? I mean, what do you hope to ultimately accomplish with Americana brand memes?
Nothing. I'm very happy with what it is. It's like truly just a hobby. And I like where it is. When I created the account, I never thought more than 1,000 people would follow it. So all of this is truly just gravy. I never expected it to go this big and to be talking to you on KCRW about this weird account. So I have no plans. No, this is the grand plan.
This is the grand plan.
Yes.
But
yes.
You're not going to do something like for the Grove or...
Never the Grove.
Santa Monica Place?
No. Let's talk about
Sherman Oaks Galleria.
Let's talk about the Grove. Oh, the Sherman Oaks Galleria is
right
a shell of its former self. But
no,
the Grove.
I remember. Isn't that where Fast Times at Ridgemont High? That's where that was filmed.
Yeah, but now it's not even. It's the ArcLight is now a Regal, and that maybe is going out of business. There's a Cheesecake Factory, but nothing else. It's a bizarre place. But the Grove is a disaster zone too. This might get me in trouble. But last time I was there, it was just so jam-packed, and the streets are so claustrophobic. This is why the Americana is the greatest mall of LA.
It's the greatest.
Yeah. It's like they figured out all the problems with the Grove and fixed them for the Americana.
What about Din Tai Fung?
Oh, I love... Have you been?
No.
You haven't been
I have
to
not.
Din
I've heard
Fung?
I've heard about it, but I
You've
have not
gotta
been.
You've got to go. It's the greatest... Okay. It's the greatest chain restaurant ever.
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 Better than the Cheesecake Factory?
It kicks its butt. It's so good. Like, they have it down to a science of making these soup dumplings, and it's just incredible. And the everything about it is incredible. You gotta go. It's incredible.
And where is Din Tai Fung?
It's at the Americana.
It's
also
inside the shopping center.
Yeah. Well, it's like on... It's in a well. This is you're getting into some dicey territory. They're leaving the Americana.
They
this
are.
This is big news for my account. They're
really?
Leaving the Americana to go to the Galleria
across the street.
Across the street for a bigger restaurant with a patio. So they're leaving the Americana and they're gonna put in another dumpling place where Din Tai Fung used to be, just to spite them.
Really?
So we've got a full on dumpling war in Glendale right now. And it's exciting stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, things could get really brothy.
I mean, it's already brothy.
I mean, I guess to end this ridiculousness is to ask you what you think the secret of your success is.
That's a...
What's the secret sauce? The secret dumpling
or
lettuce wrap, as it were.
I think it's the nicheness. I think me going so niche... I'm speaking to a very, very small percentage of people. I've narrowed my target, so I'm just speaking to these people that have been asked to take someone to LAX or have been stuck on the 134 by Forest Lawn or have, you know, been on that terrible 8-way intersection in North Hollywood or have walked up the Hollywood Bowl to their cheap seats and got all sweaty before the concerts. Like I'm really targeting who I'm talking to, and I'm just talking to them directly. I think is the success, the key to the success.
The founder of the, we don't know who the hell he is, but the founder of the Americana brand meme account who prefers to remain anonymous, an anonymous internet celebrity.
Yep.
It's my honor, sir.
Yep. This is like an LA bucket list thing. So you made my dreams come true.
More Greater LA now from KCRW. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Opening day of the 2023 season at Chavez Ravine. The Dodgers face off tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Ace Julio Urias will be on the mound, but up in the stands, another ace will be pitching. Today, Robert Peanut Man Sanchez is entering his 50th season walking those stadium steps, selling and throwing snacks. Peanut Man, nice to have you back.
It's great to be on your show. Thanks again for having me. Yep, today's opening day, Steve. You know, as you said, it's my 50th season. I'm looking forward to the roar of the crowd. You know?
How much ground do you usually cover, Bob?
I average 6 miles a game and 15,000+ steps per game.
Yeah.
It's a good little workout.
Do you keep up with those on your like iPhone? Do you look at the end of the day and the steps
at the end
and
be of the
like,
day,
oh my, you do?
Yeah. It's the norm. If it's a slow day or maybe a thinner crowd, then you get a little less. And if it's packed house and you're really rocking and rolling more, which LA is known for is their full houses, then you're going to get more mileage and more results.
50 years is a long time, Bob. I mean, what keeps you coming back?
It's fun. I'm having the time of my life. This game never gets old. All the walking vendors, we continually talk to each other, and there's a new story every day. It's a different year, but a new story. It's the fans. Sounds cliche, but the fans really make the game. The electricity in the air, the bases are loaded, full counts. The kid wants another ice cream, the dad wants another beer, the vendors are yelling. Baseball's back. It's exciting. Starting to get the hoobie doobies over here, you know? Starting to get excited.
The hoobie doobies.
The hoobie doobies. Did I should just say gonna, that?
You can say that on the radio. That's not okay. One of the seven. Are you going to get to see much of the game, or are you going to be too much in the hoobie doobies?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to hear the end of that one. Okay. I can see as much as I want, but I am there to sell whatever product I am selling, and I do pretty good at it. I take a lot of pictures and interviews with a lot of my fan base. The sun's out, and everyone's relaxing, having a good time.
How are the Dodgers looking this year, do you think?
You know, people keep asking me that, and you and I can chew the fat over it. It seems like we gave away all our all-stars, but here comes the new kids in town, right?
Yeah. It's hard to see Justin Turner, though, in a Red Sox uniform.
You know, Trey right? Turner, Justin Turner, Bellinger's yeah. gone. You get new faces. It's just the way it goes.
New
the new kid in town
right.
comes up, you know?
Still got Mookie. Still got, of course, Kershaw.
Oh, Mookie's he's going to be here for a long time. Another 7-8 years under his contract. It's the love of the contract, Steve.
Yeah,
it's the loyalty is overrated. It's the love of the contract, and it should be. I mean, it's what it is. It's a fast-moving game. We're there for about 3 hours, you know, from start to finish.
Well, it's going to even be faster this year, right? It's going to be faster this year with the pitch clock.
The speed is, in my opinion, I'm old school, is going to take away from the game. But they see it a different way. I guess they want the commercials to come out faster on TV.
Does it affect you?
It's the way I see it right now, it's going to take about 20 to 25% of our income away as the walking vendor because we get paid by commission. So we're probably the only ones that are going to be affected by this move. But I'll tell you what, I've already heard from people because we played the Angels on the first game. Hell, I went to the restroom. I got me a hot dog, and it was the bottom of the fourth inning. The game, it moves quick. So all I can say is to everybody out there, get to the game on time. Be early. Don't miss anything because L.A. is notorious, Steve, for coming in. They're coming in late and leaving early.
Notorious. Absolutely. Third inning, man. And then they leave in the seventh.
Right.
You think the fans have changed over 50 years?
Yes, it's the, you know, at the end of the day, is as we all know, the prices have gone up. So you got to hear people bark, complain about the prices. And so be it. It is what it is. Someone's got to pay all these players, Steve. You know, they're making $80 million for 4 years. I mean, come on. But it's not their fault. The owner wants them. The owner's going to get them. The fans, for the most part, love the game of baseball. It's yet to be seen and heard, and personally been told if they do like the fast pitch, the pitch count or not. That's going to be the big conversation throughout, you know, the country. Is the pitch count. The batter's got to get in his box and the pitcher's got to pitch it under 15 seconds. The game's really going to go quick.
The Dodgers had the best record in baseball last year, Bob. And they blew it in the division series.
What happened last year is what I didn't want to happen. They took the whole league, I mean the whole division, and then they had 2 weeks of rest. It's like they lost the eye of the tiger. I didn't want them to rest. I wanted them to slide into second and keep their pants dirty, but that didn't happen. They stood in the washer and dryer, and they put them on the next playoff game. So when San Diego got the best of us, and they're projected to be right in the thick of things again.
So your prediction, do they win the World Series? Do they
get the rings? I would have said that last year. This year, our fingers are crossed, and I think they can do it. It all boils down to the pitching. And everybody stays healthy. There's really no reason why we cannot be competitive all the way to the end. We have a solid team, and everyone just got to find their new niche because we gave away a lot of players.
Starting number 50, 50th season tonight at the Ravine. Peanut Man, thanks for coming on. As always, go Dodgers.
I want to thank you again, Steve. And for those who want to follow me on Instagram, PNUTMAN, that's Peanut Man 88. I'm going to show you a lot of stuff behind the scenes that you don't get to see. So what the hell, right? Go Dodgers.
That's all for now. Tomorrow in this slot, The Business with Kim Masters and the show Yellow Jackets co-creators talk about how they work together as a married couple, how their unique drama series isn't that weird. That's tomorrow. Monday on GLA, The Hollywood Sign celebrates its 100th. Let's go and sing to it, shall we? And a big thank you for helping us continue this service during KCRW's Spring Pledge Drive. You can give anytime at kcrw.com/give. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Juliana Mayo, Zeke Reed, Phil Richards, Ray Guarna, Sonia Geis, Amy Ta, Carlos Ramirez, Christine Comito, Sue Margulies, and Christian Bordall all help put the show together. I'm Steve Chitakis. Have a great night.